Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
On average, you have 6 dumb arguments every weekend with your friends and family because you spend so much time with them. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, who had the dumbest argument of the weekend? Let's start with producer John.
So halfway to St. Patrick's Day, pub crawl. Because it's like celebrating a half birthday, right? Like, it's kind of fun.
John, do you celebrate your half birthday?
Okay, that's a fair point.
I mean, you don't need a reason to just go to the bar.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, but I liked it. I liked the thought of it. You could do like halfway to Cinco de Mayo, too. You could do, you know, this gets all kinds of weird themes at weird times of the year that don't match. It's fun.
When I do a pub crawl, it's like rules are out the door.
But I don't understand why we have to celebrate the half thing, the half birthday. I mean, I, if you're not a child, I agree. You probably don't need to just celebrate because you want to go out, not because it's 6 months to Cinco de Mayo.
Looking for a reason to binge.
You guys are lame. Yeah. I think it's fun.
Producer Sean, here's your argument.
Where is my sauce packet?
It was right here on the table.
That's not where I put it.
Well, you left it in a dumb area.
No, you, and I specifically put it there because I knew by the time I would get home, you would move it because you just can't leave things alone. You gotta move it if it's not where you want them.
Then why are you so upset? If you knew I was going to do that.
It was a test, and you failed.
You failed, Sean. My husband is this guy, too, and it makes me crazy.
In my defense, she's pretty famous at putting something down and leaving it there for weeks on end until I move it. And then when I move it, it's a problem. But it's just sitting there.
Listen, I'm the person that likes to leave stuff right where it is, especially when I feel like I'm going to need it immediately after. But my wife picks it up and puts it away all the time. And then what does she say? That's not where it goes. And you know where it goes, and that's where it should be.
I got to start using that.
Raven, what was your dumb argument?
I asked my wife, what is the absolute maximum you should pay for a large pizza, no matter what is on it?
$20.
I mean, $20 seems low with a bunch of toppings.
Okay.
To be fair.
$24.
I would say that there is no pizza on this planet, deep dish aside, that should be more than $27 in any location large.
I'm sorry, I'm chewing my pizza.
I picked up a pizza that was $28.29. One large pizza. One large pizza. On a Sunday for takeout. Not covered in bacon.
This is the most bougie thing I'll ever say.
Okay.
Because my dad owns pizzerias.
I knew you'd have a problem with this.
No, I don't know how much large pizzas cost because I've never paid for pizza.
I knew you were going to say, this is like that kid. This is like that person who doesn't know the price of a gallon of milk.
$28.29 for one pizza.
Can I ask why deep dish has to be more expensive?
Deep dish is because it's thicker. There's more of it.
That's really just more dough, sure.
Yeah. I mean, either way, I mean, I'm willing to pay more for deep dish is all I'm saying.
Not paying for pizza is a problem I wish I had.
I know. It really is the most bougie thing I'll ever say, but it's true.
Yeah.
Here's the argument I had with my daughter. And again, I'm arguing with a 4-year-old about her protein shakes. She calls them milkshakes, but they're protein shakes that she's obsessed with.
The doctor said you're only supposed to have how many a day?
One.
But sometimes you ask for 3 and mommy says no, right?
Yeah, but sometimes I don't care about them.
Oh, right. Sometimes you don't care what mommy says? You think that's a nice thing to say? Why do you think you could have all those chocolate milkshakes when you're supposed to be eating good, healthy food?
Because I love healthy food.
What do you think is healthy food that you eat?
I think it's broccoli. I think it's tomato.
Hold on a second. You said broccoli. Have you ever tried broccoli?
No.
You said tomato. Have you ever had a tomato?
No.
Why do I argue with a 4-year-old and think I'm going to win?
I don't know what you're doing there. Yeah. Man. Just let her have the 3 protein shakes and become
a
weight builder.
No, she can't because then she won't eat anything else. All right. Okay. Who had the dumbest argument of the weekend? I think Sean, because Rachel is correct, your girlfriend, and the way that you do that is I don't understand why people do that. Leave the stuff where it is. It's not your stuff to move.
I'm going to say that you can't order a pizza with 6 toppings and then expect it to be $20. So I'm going to vote for myself, which seems a little bit self-serving, but I'm doing it anyways.
I'm going to vote for you, too, purely because of the deep dish comment.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.